Ever found yourself tangled in the legal complexities of international business deals, especially when it comes to cross-border mergers and acquisitions? Well, you're not alone. For legal professionals worldwide, navigating the intricate web of laws, regulations, and cross-cultural considerations can be a formidable challenge. But fear not. In this episode of the For Legal English podcast, we're diving deep into the heart of the matter. Picture this as your compass. We're here to decode the legal language and provide practical insights in the world of cross-border mergers and acquisitions. From the critical role of due diligence to the nuances of regulatory compliance, we've got you covered. Join us on a journey where legal insight meets the real-world challenges of cross-border business. Get ready to not just understand, but conquer cross-border mergers and acquisitions. The For Legal English podcast is now in session. Welcome to the For Legal English podcast. This is the show for lawyers, law students, and other professionals from all over the world who want to improve both their legal English and legal knowledge. In this podcast, we discuss different legal topics, such as law in the news, law in practice, legal writing, legal movies, and other issues. This podcast does not constitute legal advice. If you need legal advice, consult an attorney. You can check out our blog articles, available courses, and the show notes for this episode on our website. That's 4 as in the number 4, legalenglish, no spaces or dashes.com, forlegalenglish.com. I am Timothy Barrett, your host. I'm a former practicing attorney from the United States, more recently a law professor in Tbilisi, Georgia, and currently an author and podcast host, among other things. Greetings, colleagues. Welcome back to another episode of the For Legal English podcast. I'm thrilled to have you with us today as we embark on a journey into the world of international business and law. Today's spotlight is on a topic that resonates across boardrooms and courtrooms globally, cross-border mergers and acquisitions. I'm Timothy Barrett and will be your guide through the legal intricacies that shape the landscape of global business transactions. Why cross-border mergers and acquisitions matter? Now picture this. In our interconnected world, businesses are often reaching beyond borders to forge new paths, expand market reach, and elevate their standing in the global arena. Cross-border mergers and acquisitions stand at the forefront of this dynamic landscape. They are not just transactions, they are strategic moves that can redefine industries and reshape corporate destinies. The legal labyrinth, but, and it's a significant but, these strategic endeavors come with their fair share of legal intricacies. Navigating the complexities of different jurisdictions, understanding diverse regulatory frameworks, and harmonizing cultural differences. It's like conducting a legal symphony where each note must be precise. Today, we lay the groundwork to demystify these complexities. So whether you're a seasoned legal professional or a law student eager to grasp the nuances, let's dive into the fundamentals of cross-border mergers and acquisitions. Understanding cross-border dynamics. Navigating the challenges. In the vast landscape of cross-border mergers and acquisitions, understanding the unique dynamics is akin to deciphering a complex code. Imagine you're embarking on a journey through various countries, each with its legal nuances, business practices, and cultural subtleties. These factors can either smooth the path to a successful deal or present unexpected hurdles that must be overcome. As legal navigators, we need to anticipate these challenges. Cultural awareness matters. One of the most intriguing aspects is the cultural tapestry woven into these transactions. Differences in business etiquettes, negotiation styles, and even approaches to contract interpretation can significantly impact the success of a deal. It's not just about legal codes. It's about understanding the unwritten rules that govern business interactions. A keen cultural awareness becomes our compass in these uncharted territories. The role of international law. Now let's shine a spotlight on the supporting actor in this international legal drama, international law. As transactions span multiple jurisdictions, international law provides a framework for harmonizing conflicting laws and resolving disputes. So stay tuned as we explore the intricate dynamics that make cross-border deals both challenging and immensely rewarding. Due diligence in cross-border mergers and acquisitions. Now that we have our compass set for the cross-border journey, it's time to unpack our toolkit. At the core lies due diligence, the thorough examination of a target company's legal, financial, and operational facets. In cross-border mergers and acquisitions, this process becomes even more critical. Picture it as scrutinizing every detail in a map before embarking on a complex expedition. Before we get too much farther, let's talk about some of these terms. Due diligence. Due diligence is a comprehensive investigation and analysis undertaken by businesses or individuals before entering into a significant transaction or agreement, such as mergers and acquisitions, partnerships, or investments. In the legal context, due diligence refers to the process of thoroughly examining the legal, financial, and operational aspects of a target entity. The primary goal is to assess potential risks, liabilities, and opportunities associated with the transaction. This involves a meticulous review of contracts, financial statements, regulatory compliance, intellectual property, and other relevant factors. Due diligence is a critical step to ensure informed decision-making and to mitigate unforeseen challenges that may arise after the completion of the transaction. Defining mergers and acquisitions. Mergers and acquisitions, commonly shortened to M&A, are strategic business activities involving the consolidation or combination of two companies. In a merger, two separate entities merge to form a new single company. On the other hand, an acquisition occurs when one company acquires another. The acquired entity may retain its name and legal structure, or it may be wholly absorbed into the purchasing company. M&A transactions are complex and involve various legal, financial, and operational considerations. Lawyers play a crucial role in facilitating M&A deals by ensuring compliance with regulatory requirements, drafting contracts, and conducting due diligence. M&A can offer companies strategic advantages, such as expanding market share, accessing new technologies, or achieving operational synergies, but also presents challenges that need to be carefully navigated. Key legal aspects to consider. In the legal realm, due diligence is akin to detective work. We'll discuss the key aspects you should have under the magnifying glass. Regulatory compliance, for instance, is a crucial puzzle piece. Navigating the various legal frameworks demands precision, ensuring your journey complies with the laws of each jurisdiction. Financial audits add another layer, providing a snapshot of the target's fiscal health. Strategies for managing differences. Let's address a challenge that can be as intricate as the legal intricacies themselves, managing language and cultural differences during due diligence. Let's explore effective communication strategies, bridging gaps between legal systems and business cultures. This is where language becomes a bridge, not a barrier. Navigating the regulatory landscape. Welcome back to our exploration of cross-border M&A. In this leg of our journey, we'll delve into the complex terrain of regulatory compliance. Picture regulatory requirements as the checkpoints on a cross-border route. Each jurisdiction we pass through has its own set of rules and regulations, and successfully navigating them is crucial for a smooth journey. Understanding the role of regulatory bodies. Regulatory bodies act as the guardians of the gates. It's important to consider the pivotal role they play in approving cross-border transactions. Understanding the expectations and processes of these bodies is akin to deciphering the local laws and customs of a new territory. The nuances that can make or break a deal and the strategies to ensure your journey comply with every regulatory requirement. Key legal documents and compliance requirements. Explore the key legal documents involved in regulatory compliance. Think of these documents as the permits and visas for a cross-border journey. Break down the compliance requirements, providing a checklist to ensure nothing is overlooked. Do you need to discuss legal matters in English? Are you looking to elevate your legal English skills without the hassle of in-person classes? Greetings, colleagues. I'm Timothy Barrett. I've taught legal English to over 1,000 students, from law students to practicing lawyers and judges. And now I want to help you. We're offering a free online course called Intro to Legal English. You can complete it from the comfort of your home at your own pace. In this course, you'll learn crucial legal English terms and concepts. We'll cover vocabulary used by lawyers, provide examples, and even review a famous court decision to boost your reading comprehension. But that's not all. You'll also get access to the Lexicon Workbook, a valuable resource with legal English terms and definitions. The Lexicon Workbook is yours to download and print, giving you the tools to study whenever and wherever you like. Many legal professionals struggle to communicate legal concepts in English. This course addresses that gap, providing you with the vocabulary you need to confidently discuss legal matters. By improving your legal English, you're not just learning words, you're enhancing your competence as a lawyer. Ready to take the next step in your legal career? Enroll in the Intro to Legal English free course today and register for our newsletter for ongoing resources. See how easily you can improve your legal English skills. Sign up now. Visit our website for more details. And remember, mastery of legal English opens doors. Don't miss this chance to excel in your legal journey. Go to 4LegalEnglish.com. That's 4 as in the number 4. LegalEnglish, no spaces or dashes, .com/free. 4LegalEnglish.com/free. See you in the first lesson. Regulatory requirements and M&A transactions. Regulatory requirements encompass a set of rules and regulations imposed by government authorities to ensure fair competition, protect stakeholders, and maintain market integrity. Compliance with these regulations is imperative for the successful completion of M&A deals. Regulatory considerations may include antitrust laws to prevent monopolies, security laws regulating the purchase and sale of securities, and industry-specific regulations. Failure to comply with these regulatory requirements may involve substantial fines or rejection of the actual transaction. The authorities may refuse or forbid the transaction from going forward. Explaining regulatory compliance. Regulatory compliance involves adhering to laws, rules, and regulations relevant to a particular industry or business activity. In the context of M&A transactions, regulatory compliance ensures that the deal aligns with the legal requirements set forth by government authorities. Legal professionals need to navigate and interpret complex regulatory frameworks, obtain necessary approvals, and ensure that the transaction meets the prescribed standards. Failure to comply with the regulatory requirements can result in legal consequences, financial penalties, and may even lead to the annulment of the deal. As such, meticulous attention to regulatory compliance is integral to the success and legality of M&A transactions. Drafting legal documents. As we delve into the complexities of cross-border mergers and acquisitions, understanding the documents integral to the process is paramount. In this section, we'll unravel the purposes and significance of key legal documents. These include but are not limited to the Memorandum of Understanding, Letter of Intent, Share Purchase Agreement, and the Due Diligence Reports. By comprehending the unique role each document plays, you'll be equipped to navigate the integral intricacies with confidence. Memorandum of Understanding. A MOU is a non-binding agreement between two or more parties outlining the terms and understanding of a proposed transaction or collaboration. While an MOU indicates a mutual intention to proceed, it does not create a legally enforceable contract. Typically, MOUs are used in the early stages of negotiations to define key points and expectations. They may cover aspects such as the scope of the transaction, responsibilities of each party, and the time frame for further negotiations. MOUs serve as a foundation for more detailed agreements to follow. Letter of Intent. An LOI is a document expressing the intent of one party to enter into a formal agreement with another party. Unlike an MOU, an LOI is often more detailed and may include specific terms and conditions. While it is still considered a preliminary document, it may not be legally binding in all aspects. An LOI signals a more serious commitment to proceeding with the transaction. LOIs are commonly used in M&A deals to outline the key terms of the proposed transaction, including the purchase price, due diligence process, and other critical elements. Both the MOU and LOI are very useful when you have a very large transaction that's going to be negotiated over a length of time. So as you make some agreements, you may want to document them or record them, even if it's not binding, but at least you have it memorialized. You have it written down what you've already agreed to or what you intend to agree to. And then that may help further negotiation go a little bit more smoothly, because now we can focus on the other areas that you haven't negotiated, you haven't agreed upon. Share purchase agreement. An SPA is a legally binding document that outlines the terms and conditions of the sale and purchase of shares in a company. This agreement is a crucial component in M&A transactions where the buyer acquires the ownership shares of a target company. The SPA includes details such as the purchase price, conditions precedent, representations and warranties, indemnities, and other provisions that govern the transaction. It is a comprehensive legal document that provides clarity and protection for both parties involved. Due diligence reports. Due diligence reports are comprehensive assessments and analyses of a company's financial, legal, operational, and regulatory aspects. These reports are typically prepared during the due diligence process, which occurs before the finalization of a business transaction, such as an M&A deal. Due diligence reports provide an in-depth examination of the target company's assets, liabilities, contracts, intellectual property, compliance with laws and regulations, and other critical factors. Legal professionals play a crucial role in reviewing and ensuring the accuracy of the legal aspects of due diligence reports, helping the parties involved make informed decisions about the transaction. Emphasizing clarity and precision. In the realm of cross-border deals, precision in language is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Ambiguity invites disputes, and in global context, linguistic misunderstandings can have severe repercussions. It's important to learn the linguistic tactics to express intricate legal concepts with lucidity, with clarity. Our emphasis is on ensuring that drafted documents have no room for misinterpretation. Common pitfalls in legal English. Navigating legal English, especially in an international context, demands a keen awareness of potential stumbling blocks, from language nuances that may lead to misunderstandings to the intricacies of specific legal terms. It's important to understand the nuances involved. Consider legal English the language that fortifies the foundation of a successful cross-border merger or acquisition. Cross-cultural communication and M&As. Embarking on cross-border mergers and acquisitions introduces a myriad of challenges in communication. It's important to delve into the intricacies of cross-cultural communication and examine the potential pitfalls and misunderstandings that may arise. Consider how cultural differences can impact communication styles, hierarchy, and decision-making processes, offering valuable insights for navigating these challenges seamlessly. Strategies for effective communication in a multilingual and multicultural context. Effective communication is a cornerstone of successful cross-border deals. It's important to adopt strategies to enhance communication in a setting where languages and cultures converge, from utilizing translation services strategically to fostering an inclusive environment for open dialogue. You'll gain practical tips on ensuring that communication breakdowns don't impede the process of your M&A plans. Importance of clear and unambiguous language. In the complex world of mergers and acquisitions, clarity is paramount. Underscore the importance of crafting messages, agreements, and documents with clear and unambiguous language. This not only minimizes the risk of misunderstandings, but also establishes a foundation of trust among parties involved. This is true in every business transaction, but especially in complicated ones such as mergers and acquisitions, which may take several months or even years to fully complete. Legal English Spotlight. In this segment, we'll shine a spotlight on key legal English terms that often take center stage in cross-border mergers and acquisitions. Some of these we've already discussed, but these are important terms and we'll make sure that their understanding is clear. Due diligence. The comprehensive investigation and assessment of a business or entity before entering into a contract or a transaction. Thorough due diligence is crucial to identify potential risks and liabilities. Regulatory compliance. The adherence to laws, regulations, and guidelines relevant to a particular industry or jurisdiction. Ensuring regulatory compliance is imperative for the success of cross-border deals. Merger agreement. A legal document outlining the terms and conditions under which two companies agree to merge. The merger agreement stipulates the rights and responsibilities of each party involved. Negotiation tactics. Strategies employed during discussions to reach a favorable agreement. Employing effective negotiation tactics can lead to mutually beneficial outcomes. Letter of intent, or LOI. A preliminary agreement outlining the terms of a proposed deal. It expresses the party's intention to negotiate further. Before drafting a detailed contract, parties often sign a letter of intent to signify their commitment. Material Adverse Change Clause, sometimes abbreviated MAC Clause or MAC Clause. A provision in a contract that allows a party to back out if there is a significant adverse change affecting the transaction. The MAC Clause provides protection in case unforeseen circumstances substantially impact the deal. Earnout. A provision in a purchase agreement where the seller may receive additional payments based on the acquired company's performance after the acquisition. An earnout structure aligns the interest of the buyer and seller over the long term. Legal English can be intricate, and these terms, while fundamental, may pose challenges for ESL speakers. It's important to break down their meanings and usage and offer clarity to enhance your understanding of the legal English lexicon in the context of cross-border mergers and acquisitions. Lexicon. Here's a list of words that may be advanced or challenging from today's episode. To learn more about these words, go to the show notes at 4LegalEnglish, that's 4, the number 4, LegalEnglish, no spaces or dashes, .com/podcast, where you can find the show notes for today's episode. Due diligence. Intricate, multilingual, navigate, pitfalls, precision, regulatory compliance, seasoned, sensitivity, solid, spotlight, strive, thorough, transaction. Closing thoughts. Before we conclude today's episode, let's recap the key takeaways. We delved into the intricate world of cross-border mergers and acquisitions, emphasizing the importance of cultural awareness, thorough due diligence, and precise legal documentation. Remember, effective negotiation strategies, clear cross-cultural communication, and learning from real-world case studies can make a significant difference in the success of international deals. As legal professionals, approaching cross-border M&As with confidence and a solid understanding of legal English is essential. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, don't hesitate to reach out. Your feedback is invaluable, and we strive to provide content that meets your needs. What questions do you have about today's episode? You can post those questions or any comments on the show notes. This is a great way to practice and improve your legal English skills. You can go to the website 4, as in the number 4, LegalEnglish, no spaces or dashes, .com. 4LegalEnglish.com. You can check out our blog articles and show notes for this episode, and check out the episode quizzes. It'd be fantastic if you could subscribe and give us a review. If you could leave us 5 stars and a nice comment, it would really help the algorithm and other people to find our podcast. If you leave a great review, I might even read it on the air. So start writing. The 4 Legal English Podcast is adjourned. Don't miss the next Occid call.